Today, we will be looking at the minutes only, which is quite helpful because we are so fairly behind in our minutes. Let me just explain what has happened. Today, we were supposed to get an update from the department on international activities, a little bit deeper than what we got earlier this year. What we were expecting them to do is to tell us what activities or in what way have they been engaged in the international bodies, not just to give us a list of these bodies that they have been involved in, but issues that they may have handled at that level, and also what programs are they involved in. The other area was the international agreements themselves. Which ones are there and which ones have been ratified? I'm raising this, honourable members, because it's important that we be alert to the fact that we need to ratify some of these agreements. And we would have used that opportunity to understand which types of agreements we ratify or we just receive for information. I'm using my trade and industry experience now on that, you know. Because I know in trade and industry, there were certain agreements which just had to be ratified by Parliament. But there were agreements which the Department of Trade and Industry would conclude, ratify, sign, and just bring to the attention of Parliament for information. And it was quite understandable. And I mean, with energy being such a strategic, you know, sector, we need to be quite alert to that and be very clear as to where we stand at international level, getting a bit deeper than the usual update. The other area I wanted us to have was the update on legislation. I'm a bit concerned about the slow rate of submission of bills. There's always been an indication something would come and then something would come and nothing comes. I've even been monitoring submission of the bills even at NEDLAC level. There have been a couple of postponements even that side, you know, on the date or expected dates of submissions from that angle. So I felt let us just as a collective, you know, receive that because in some of the bills, the more delays, the more there are risks in certain areas. You know, the petroleum products bill and the gas bill. ISMA is in our hands, that we know. But, you know, IRA and NIRA amendments, you know, I think that's the four that come in mind. There could be others as well, you know. We need to be clear as to what exactly are the timing, you know, or expected periods of submission of those bills. Now, why not here? DOE has changed, it's moved offices, and you know what it means. So for some time, every time we'd be sending emails and other correspondence, it wouldn't reach them in time. Although they got settled, but for some reason, IT let them down once again. So everything fell apart until we discovered Friday and yesterday that they hadn't said anything. So they really apologized that they had not prepared anything. So apologies for that, honourable members. It's understandable. But I trust and hope now with technicians and all service providers, they should have sorted things out and things are running smoothly as before. But as I said, here's an opportunity for us to just go through our minutes, pick up things, and take it from there. Even if we just ratify them, it might be helpful also if members they have a couple of issues to pick up so that we could either run with them or maybe debate. Are you for revival or a revisit on some of the critical issues, particularly in the fourth term or the first term next year. Before I go any further, apologies, Mr. Kotze.
Thank you, Chairperson. The following apologies. Honorable Tintu apologizes. He's attending the International Social Women Conference. And then Honorable Ross, who has a constituency called Mountains Chair. Those are the only apologies, Chair. Thank you.
Mr. Slavo?
I have left.
Okay.
Chair?
Yes, Nader Lucas. Now we move the better. Okay, let's look at the minutes then. The first set of minutes. Okay, with this one, we didn't have members who attended. Now, we definitely do. That is the minutes of Tuesday, 21st February. That's when we looked, at first time when we looked at the electricity distribution industry. A full heavy day, if you remember. 14 pages. Shall we go through them one by one, or yes? February 21st. Thanks for that. Okay, page 2. Page 3. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Honorable Mas, I take it take it you are satisfied with the accuracy of these minutes, with the changes in page 1. Shall I therefore invite a mover and a seconder for these minutes?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Khatebe moves, seconded by Honorable Smale. Thank you. At least for this minute, we can concur that they laid the basis for the public hearings we just held a few weeks ago. We obviously, when we do our further deliberations, we'll take them on board in any case. Let's move to the minutes of the 2nd of March, page 1, page 2, page 4, page 5. Fine, can I get a mover and a seconder, please? Which page, bro? Page 3, okay. Your microphone, please.
That paragraph is that he also headed. That National Oil Company Petrol SA has been capacitated by being appointed a new president. It doesn't mean what it says.
The grammar as well as president. Okay, that will be corrected. Because it's the CEO who was appointed. And the Senate. Yeah. Anything else on the members on this minutes around the State of Nation Address and Budget Speech? Okay, that's fine. Shall we get a move on the seconder? Mayor Matibela?
Thank you, Chairperson. I move.
Mayor Matibela moves in the seconder. Honourable members, they should be quite inspired. We had a very nice morning sharing the Team South Africa. Honourable Smale. Okay, thanks very much. Just a comment on this as well. Although belated, the consideration of these minutes should also set the tone and the basis for our budget review period, which is between the 9th and the 19th of October. So I hope honorable members will go through your files and start putting aside all your previous documents and things, the previous budget review report and all of that, because it's going to be quite intensive this time. Remember, it's not just getting the department to come. We'll also get the Auditor General, the Fiscal and Financial Commission, the Performance and Monitoring and Review Department. We can pull in the SCOPA, which I think is appropriate. We just get a briefing from them, as well as the Public Service Commission, as part of the overall performance reviewers for the year. So this, obviously, we should pick up and link with, obviously, the annual performance plan as well as the annual budget, and even link it to the METF. Yeah. Okay, let's go to 6th of March. We were looking at two things there, Clean Fuels 2, as well as the introduction of the ISMO. Page 1.
Page 2, Chair.
Bro.
The paragraph beginning with DOE pointed out that discussion. If you go to the following sentence, it says the oil companies have shown gripe with the cost that upgrades to CF2 fuel production, which will amount to 40 billion. I was not there, but I can't capture what that sentence is saying. I don't even want to pretend as if I read this minutes. I didn't. I
think it would be appropriate to just say the oil companies indicated that the cost of upgrade to CF2 fuels production will amount to 40 billion, and they were concerned. Was showing gripe, if I remember well, is equivalent to concern. And if you remember, one of the members as well, when we were in Durban, this was the same thing that came up strongly from Sapia. And it's something that we have to live with and get at some stage an indication even from the executive itself as to what are they proposing. Okay, having corrected that, page 3. Third paragraph, second last line, 100 gigawatt hours, gigawatt hours. Page 5.
Chairperson, I don't know whether maybe I don't understand very well here. The second paragraph, first line, ISMO is termed independent as it is separate from all the other licenses.
Page 4. Okay. ISMO is regarded as independent. Thanks, Mama Tbe. Okay, let's move on to page 5 again. And move on the second on these minutes with the changes made.
Chair, if I may ask, Chairperson,
yes.
Before we pass the previous minutes, I just want to check in terms of, you know, those some of the resolutions that have been taken, that the department should finalize the and forward the KPMG report.
Let's just dispense with the accuracy of the minutes. Then I'll give you a chance for your area. Can you help us to move the accuracy of the minutes, given that you seem to be keen to move? Yes?
I move that we adopt.
My Matibela move, and that is Lau. Second. Thank you. Marana Fadebe, you wanted to address the first resolution in page 7, eh?
Mm.
Come again.
Around the issue of the KPMG report, around the state of the referendum.
Pause, an update. Anything from the department? Have they received this?
Not yet, Chair.
I think let's safely say now that we've adopted the minutes, we can dispatch this request. Just as a refresher, remember the department has actually said they want to look at the state of affairs of the refineries, you know, because the refineries are not operating at full capacity and whatever else. And even the second resolution, we should keep that in mind when we address liquid fuels once again. In fact, we should keep that in mind. It's very important.
Can I piggyback on that?
Yes.
I tell some, maybe this comment reflects the importance of prioritizing the reading of minutes before the following. I'm looking at an example, there are a number of matters arise. if something was supposed to have been done in March, it's now in August. If you go, for example, to page, and that's this is just a general comment. If you go to the minutes of the 2nd of March on page 3, and
page
that highlights
2nd of March,
page 3. The paragraph starting with the Sunderland done the something.
Mm-hmm.
The next sentence said the draft strategy is better to be finalized to be finalized end of March 2012. One would have no life to know, for example. It's now August. Did that happen? And I think that is on
Zimbabwe. Yeah, no,
take, for example, the next minute of and that's using that to highlight some examples here. If you go to the minute of the 6th March, you go to page 2. You go to the paragraph starting with the DOE pointed something something. If you go down there, the line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 line, it says the DOE therefore noted the need for some kind of cost recovery mechanism or incentives for these companies. The question arises, what is it doing about that if it says there is need for that? And that's highlighting some of the matters arising from the minutes which need to be followed immediately when we go to the next one.
Prof,
yes.
Can you dispense with the minutes? Because I actually had noted that. Yeah. Not, thanks for emphasizing it. I want us to spend a few minutes on it because it's crucial. You're just pointing it out. I'm taking it further. Okay. 20th March, we're looking at the strat plan and the budget vote. Beyond the briefing that we got, we're looking at it in detail. Page 1. Fine. Any move under seconder? Honorable Hailing.
Again.
Seconded by Honorable Khadeb. Thank you very much. Now, 23rd of March. NERSA and NEXA. Yeah, plans. Page 1. Hang on. Oh, no, sorry. It was the nuclear group, NNR, National Nuclear Regulator. Page 1. country. Page 4. Any move? Any second? Honorable members. Honorable Slow moves. Seconded by Member Tibel. Thank you. Okay, and then on the 17th of April, we had the regulator, NERSA. Page 1.
I think a sentence like that cannot be read in isolation, because it makes a reference to something that it's not mentioning here, but was mentioned elsewhere, that there are cross-cutting programs, and it is those cross-cutting programs that are informing the establishment of NERSA's and effective and efficient regulator. But those are not themselves mentioned where the sentence is made. They should be there somewhere. I'm not sure if it would perhaps be better to remove this sentence here and put it next to where those cross-cutting programs are, or to explain its program what to program what. To simply say the cross-cutting programs, i.e. program A to crop to E, if there are such programs.
Any further input? I'm sure your point will have to be accepted. We have to look around and see what programs are we talking about. And also, I think we have to replace establishing with something more descriptive as an adjective. Well, I think what Ms. Zimanda was trying to say, that these cross-cutting programs, they ensure or they enhance NERSA isn't effective, or they display that character. Yes?
The third paragraph on the last, does this not cover what said there? Because here it says, she then tabled the six programs. She presented slide 28 for details. Does it not cover that?
You have to direct us a little bit more in detail, Mama Tibel. The third paragraph.
Yeah, the third paragraph, the last line, second last line on the third paragraph.
Oh, she then tabled the six program. Yeah. See presentation slide 28 for details. Okay. But let's just check. There's no harm in checking, because you may find that out of the six paragraphs, only two or three are cross-cutting programs. Fine, honorable members?
Yes, sir, but we must also look at the page 1.
Yes.
Point 2, which actually refers to a number of acts that are making NERSA to me. It's about four primary acts, and obviously programs that are coming from those acts would assist in that. The National Energy Regulator Act, the Electricity Regulation Act, the Gas Act, as well as the Petroleum Pipelines Act. It's different products, but regulated almost in a similar manner. Now, reading those acts, own program will show you what is cross-cutting, what is not cross-cutting. But I still remember what in that meeting. Oh, sorry. I still remember what in that meeting. She did speak to those particular cross-cutting programs and showed how they were cross-cutting. It's just that one cannot rely on the memory or an issue discussed so long before.
Okay, thanks, Tadislav. For the accuracy of the records, shall I undertake once again, we will say the cross-cutting programs, then in brackets, i.e., we then list those cross-cutting programs for the sake of accurate records. But we need a little bit of research work to actually zoom in on the specific cross-cutting programs, and even to even listen to the recordings if need be. Okay? If you're agreeable, shall you? Oh, Honorable Smiley, yes.
Just the sake of records, just check the attendance register. My name is, and in the next one, and the one that after, just change Mr. Sej Motau's name with mine. Seems that it has just been agreed.
Yes, Honorable Motau. Page 3. Page 5. In page 6, last paragraph above resolutions, Ms. Zungu is the COO, Chief Operating Officer. Not an acting chief director. No.
Where President, the next sentence. If the sum of, I want to say, sum of the projects did not reach their full potential and put finances at risk.
Change one just to, you should say, some of the projects. Thanks, Prof. Yes. Put financing, not put. Thanks for that. If we're done with page 2, let's go to page 3. Now that needs to be checked, Prof. You're right. Technology, overcoming institutional barriers. Which ones? Okay. Anything else? Even in page 5.
Still on the same page 4, on the same bullet point that the professor referred to.
Microphone, that is loud.
Sorry. I'm saying the same bullet point that the professor referred to on the same page 4, the whole bullet point does not seem to make sense. Even the second sentence. Because the second sentence then says there is a lot of expenditure by public sector, but more funding need to come from the private sector. It's like there is a contradiction. If you read that sentence from how it looks like, it says to you that there is a lot of incorrect funding, because that funding is not supposed to be coming from the public sector, but from the private sector. But I think the intention of the sentence was not to say that. The impression it gives and what it is intended to give are two different things. It is intended to say there is more funding by the public, more need to be found from the public sector as a way of combining the two fundings from the private and the public sector as somewhat a partnership towards attaining the goal, which is funding. That is the intention. But as it is formulated, it looks like it is a contradiction to spend money from the public instead of from the private. So it needs to be reworded, the whole thing.
Teresa, can I commit that to just look at the whole paragraph, the whole of it, from the audio recordings, from the audio recordings, because to speculate now is not going to help, and we will put this aside. But let's just check the other, the accuracy of the rest of the minutes. Then I propose we don't adopt those minutes, subject to fixing that one, if it's the only one. The rest of page 4 and page 5, smallest, small area there. Okay.
Can we go to page 5?
Yes.
Also say, bullet number 1 on page 5 should be looked at, because I think it's collaborations of the different universities and not collaboration with. But Sanedi should forward a list of all the various collaborations.
Well, what do you think?
Well, with the different universities to the committee. Or the universities that Sanedi collaborated.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just restructure that sentence to sound more, to be more grammatically sound.
And the second bullet point as well.
Thank you, Dr. Slav. We then move to the 17th of April. On oh yeah, I've just been brought to my attention that the briefing by Xaro and Tata, and also by the Department of the Status of Solar Water Heater Program, was in the afternoon. Okay, page 1. With the changes on replacement of Mr. Mdao with Honorable Smale. Page 2.
Maybe I can quote, I was not there in the meeting. I'm trying to understand. The fourth paragraph, it says the installation, the last sentence, fourth paragraph. Installations were only to be done on lower living standard measure. Lower living standard measure houses with a maximum size of 150.
No. You're very right, Prof. It's low pressure. It has to do with high pressure and low pressure systems. Audio, once again, Prof. We'll have to check very clearly.
Constantly confess, not that I read it, I'm just sampling the entry.
Typical of Prof. Thanks very much. I hope members will keep in mind as well that there was a very interesting reference to Netherlands having reduced their cases from 150 to what? And they felt that the consumption was still as good. It's a very interesting, I'm sorry, provoked, but the thing is, even if you, the lessons learned is that even if there's a smaller case, still the, for consumption of hot water, it was still adequate. Now remember, you know, there's a difference, you know, in heating 150 liter versus 100 liter case, the amount of electricity that you use. I trust as we go along in this area, we always should keep that in mind in various interactions. Page 5, page 6, Members, can we agree that both minutes of the 17th of April should come back with restructured areas, because we need to check the accuracy through the audio. Minutes are very important because they are records which can be used anywhere and everywhere. And one takes note of what is there in page 6, that of looking at not just the CETAs, but looking at skills development in the energy sector. We'll still keep that in mind, because we talk about all nice things, you know, delivery. I'm being reminded, it's 11th of September. We're not going to just pulling the CETAs. We'll be pulling whichever institutions that deal with skills development in the energy sector, so that we can have a broad overview on that. Yes.
On page 4 of the last set of minutes, paragraph number 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth paragraph, sentence number 1, 2, 3. Sentence number 3, or line number 3, there is also a need for compliance with the national standards set by SANS. Not everybody knows what SANS is. I guess I don't know either. I can only say SA means South Africa. N might mean national. I'm not sure what S means. Is that national standards or?
Just hold it there before Prof tells about sounds in Latin. Sounds this, sounds that, sounds this. Thanks very much, Honorable Staff. Yeah, we'll definitely, when we do the rectification, we'll look into that as well. Well, Honorable members, thanks very much. We've managed to go through the minutes except for the two that we need to bring back with the, you know, rectified accuracy. Just before we move, I'm concerned about the fact that, you know, we're taking so long in rectifying minutes. And also, it is important that we look at minutes in the form of as tools that we use. It's part of our tools for oversight. It's part of our tools for following up on issues, even on ourselves, because at times we commit ourselves that we will take up certain things. And it's important then, as part of updating our plans and activities, that we get the minutes in time. Can I allow just a few minutes just to brainstorm a few ideas as to how can we make sure that we have minutes. I know it's the staff, but Mr. Kotze, you are at liberty also to raise whatever issues you feel that we need to be exposed to and to be aware of, because that's very, very important. If you remember, when we did the public hearings on electricity distribution industry, we even invited the Cape Peninsula University of Technology to analyze the minutes of February. That's how important they are. I'll open the floor now. Teresla.
Chairperson, although there might be some weaknesses here and there, most of which would be related to grammar, you know, issues of sentence formulation. But I think there is an attempt, very important here, to create the type of minutes that are not only becoming minutes, but they become a record from which you can follow the issues that were discussed, as well as the discussion, the flow of discussions that took place, ultimately the findings that were made, and decisions that were made, and issues that are to follow up. Maybe from an administrative point, you could work with the secretary around a standard format that can be acceptable to intensify and achieve much better on this particular thing. But we commend, and I'm speaking on behalf of my colleagues, the idea that we are able to get the kinds of minutes that we can be able to make follow-ups on to say these following issues were observed and certain promises were made. And these are the things that are guiding us to say we must be able to make follow-ups. It helps us quite a lot. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Tadislav. Prof. Honorable, followed by Honorable Smale.
Chair, I just want to make a proposal. To me, the minutes are very important because they reflect what we did in that particular day. If we just meet and forget, then meet and forget. I want to propose that we meet, if we meet this week, we skip the next week. The following week, we need to approve the minutes while the items are still important. If it's possible again, the secretary must pick up as he writes the minutes those issues that are important to be followed. Thank you, sir.
Skip one meeting. The minutes come in. Honorable Smale.
Yeah, let me just comment also the quality of the minutes. Mm. But I must also, because we also sit at other portfolios and we do know what we get at other portfolios, and it must be one of the better sets of minutes that we do receive. Secondly, I must also reflect on some memory ago that we did on two occasions try to adopt minutes, and we as colleagues didn't correct. So some of those issues also come back to us as legislative public reps to make sure that we also make sure that when we do these committee meetings that we do correct. It's very few times that we actually really, really correct a full team. The minutes were really at two occasions where we did not adopt it, and I don't think we would have sat with the same amount that we do sit today. But what we could maybe add is a one-page document where we follow certain reports or issues that needs to come up with some timelines. That if you did dispatch a request to a department for some reason, that we can maybe follow the time frame to say that it's the dispatch on whatever date, and that we can see that if we can follow the response back or when it is, and it's not us requesting you when are we meeting the following people, so that we in a document can follow some sort of a progress report, and that would maybe assist. Maybe we can do that with our yearly sort of our program, our quarterly program that sets ahead forward outstanding issues, and some of those outstanding issues, if it's a report coming up, it could reflect the date of the meeting when it took place, when it was requested, so that we can actually see if the department or one of the entities are trying to drag their feet, especially like what we found most recently with how ESCOM and the department, the various departments, handled the ISMO. The ISMA ball and the information that we requested with that. So those things will align, you know, will address some of those issues. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I hope honourable members have taken note of that. Any other input, honourable members?
Chairperson, I support what Prof just said, to skip a week and know and get our minutes the following week. I support that one. And also that will help us to also, if we have to go and oversight, do oversight on some of those departments. Thank you.
You're making reference to reports now. If you could just remind me, honorable members. Well, it's good that at least members have been monitoring the accuracy of the meetings. Of course, the issue of quorums is an issue that important to keep on noting. What I pick up from members is that one, let's skip one meeting or 1 week, whichever is longer, because at times they have two meetings a week, and then get minutes. And Honorable Smalley is saying, let's have a tracking mechanism on recommendations and decisions that we take for on ourselves, because sometimes we make recommendations to the executive, but sometimes we make we take decisions that we, you know, undertake to do certain things. So a tracking mechanism is very, very important, because you really understand. You then go through the minutes and say, oh, yeah, what? We committed to do this, and it's long down the line, you know. Yeah, it doesn't occur well. It doesn't occur well if we're to act professionally. Also, we have to factor in reports on oversight visits and oversight and study visits, because sometimes we just do study visits to empower ourselves, or times it's actually oversight visits. But what do we do about that? They should, the minutes should be, those reports should be submitted in time. Shall we say at the most within 2 or 3 months? I think we need to put some timelines on that. But can I invite the committee secretary to share with us how they go around about doing this in the committee section, and what achievements have they done to improve on this, and what challenges do they face? Remember, all of us, yeah, we're not there upstairs, yeah. They are at 90 Plain Street, you know. What can one do so such that we can maybe contribute to this? And of course, I'm keen on this, honorable members, because the chair person who is dealing with committees is trying to get a workshop for us as chairs, chairpersons, to see what areas should we improve on. So I will value the inputs that are being presented right now. Okay, Mr. Kotze.
Thank you, Chair. Now, with regard to minutes, Chair, we are supposed to submit it 2 days after the meeting, where it goes to either the unit manager or content advisor, if the committee does have one, for editing of minutes. So in actual fact, it's 3 days, then the minutes should be finished, but we get 2 days to submit. I would also just like to add, as you indicated, that I can say something as well. I agree with Prof. and Mema Dibela that the 2 weeks is fine, because in that time, members will be able to get the minutes as well during the, how should I say, the break week. So that one is fine. With regard to with reports, the cutoff time or submission time is 2 weeks, Chair, when you must submit a oversight visit report. But may I just add with that as well, we not only write minutes or reports. Once I get back from an oversight visit or whatever, I need to start making the necessary arrangements for the next meeting, setting up, etc. So then it becomes difficult. It's not as if I'm just sitting for that 2 weeks writing the report. No. There's other things that I need to do as well. So in my view, the 2 weeks is too little as well. I agree with you when you said 2 to 3 months should be fine. As I say, I agree with that. That is okay. And the same with minutes in certain cases as well, Chair. Once I'm finished here, it's not that I'm going back now to the office to go and write these minutes. There's other meetings. We have other meetings now for this week, for next week. These things, I need to write correspondence. I need to arrange for the logistical arrangements with my committee assistant. There's various other activities that takes up my time as well. Unlike PMG, who now goes back and writes, that's it. He goes and writes minutes. He does not have anything else to do. But unlike me, I do have other activities as well, Chair. So that's my contribution, Chair. Thank you.
No, no, but Chair, members, I mean, you would expect, I'm exposed to this. You know, when I was in the management committee, from 2005, I was in the Trade and Industry Management Committee, then until I got shifted here. But this exposure was a big shock for me, except for Prof, as you would have known, you know. But if I can just relate some of my experiences, I kept on asking, Ariko, what is a committee assistant for? No, Chair, committee assistant is tatala, bevala, and so on. I said, but you know how, just on a personal basis, how demanding am I? Because I would say, you do this, you must prepare this, you must prepare this, you prepare this. And then I realized that, no, you can't be doing all this, if I can call it, the donkey work. Somehow, there should be a structured way of getting support that it was never forthcoming. So, there you are, Honourable Members. But if I can add, one of the things that Honourable Frederick said to us as chairpersons, that there's also, I don't know whether it's already there or whether it's still coming, that minutes are going to be posted electronically. So on the 8th drive, yeah. But still they have to be accurate in any case. Okay.
We've had a meeting a week or so ago, Chair, where what they're trying to do is, we on the 8th drive, we're going to have 3 folders per committee. Now, if you have the Portfolio Committee on Energy, we'll have, as I say, the 3 folders. The one is adopted minutes, like the ones that we've adopted now. These ones I will submit on the 8th drive as adopted minutes. That's the one file. The other file is edited minutes, which were not adopted yet. one way, it's unedited, where I'm going back now just to write something quickly on this minute, what happened at this meeting, put it in that unedited folder. Once it is sent to the content advisor or the unit manager for editing, taken out of the from the unedited minutes into the edited file. Once it is considered and adopted by the committee, it is taken from the edited file to the adopted file. So it's a three-way process with regards to the minutes, with its submission on the 8th drive chair. So as you say, I think the issue is that members can access the minutes, whether it's rough, etc., etc.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, I would like to close this by suggesting that one of the days we should once again invite the requisite managers to give us an overview of technical and administrative support for this committee, but obviously for all committees, the committee support sessions, research, and the library, so that we can look into also how do we get into these online energy magazines. We just have to see which day can you have the last 30 minutes to look into that, because it's important. At times, those managers must appreciate that we also are under pressure. I know they also are under pressure because we do interact with them and they give their side of the story. So it's helpful at times that they share their side of the story with everybody. For a good example is this committee assistance issue. It's something that they are considering, but the question is why is it that they are taking so long to upgrade? Because all that is necessary is to have committee assistance upgraded such that people like the committee secretaries don't do the preliminary processing of minutes immediately after the workshop, even reports and a couple of other things. They can actually emphasize on the content and its quality and things like that. But I just wanted us to look into it. But thanks very much. We will look at this and I'm sure Mr. Kotze also will take on board and even share with his peers and seniors the idea of a tracking mechanism. Honorable Smane, that's brilliant, you know, that let's track, and it actually should be the fourth subfolder, you know, in what he's saying. Because even if the resolutions are part of minutes, but then copy them, put them, certain date, you know, 6th of March, 20th of March, here are resolutions. Here is something that we need to be tracking so that you can, on your own, keep on tracking or even do a reminder or whatever. Also, to ensure transparency on our site, in any case. On that note, honorable members, I'm sure we can agree we've come to the... Okay. On the committee assistance, we'll be quick because people would like to move now.
No, it's fine. Just quickly. As members know, Prof, you would know as well. Previously, committee assistance used to be, how should I say, for lack of a better word, appointed to a committee. There used to be a standard, person, committee assistant, just dealing with education. We're moving back to that. Because as you know, Chair, currently what is happening, committee assistants are taken from a pool. So each week, that's why each week you see a different committee assistant. That's how it's currently working. But we're moving back to the old system, where we're going to have a permanent committee is dedicated to the committee as well. So one of these days we'll get a permanent one.
It's important to understand these honorable members, because at times you may get frustrated as why is this machine not moving? It's because of the technical and admin support. I mean, right now, from February, we didn't have a researcher. And from time to time, I kept on knocking when I was having one, and I have now, even the latest, I was told that there are psychometric tests and things, which I was still not happy because I was given an impression that things have moved. But at least let's leave us, let's make sure that we get the senior management to come and explain to us so that we be clear that as we move as a team, I mean, as a team and a committee, this is the kind of support that we get. 30th is coming Thursday at 5 o'clock, 8249. We're having the energy stakeholder meeting. The topic is to explore solutions to challenges on financing and certification on locally produced renewable energy products, not renewable products. Yeah. If members need transport, please highlight to Mr. Kotze in time. This coming Thursday at 5. We usually do it from 5 to 10. This is to look at some of the teething problems in the renewable energy sector. It's a very, very interesting thing. Even I got even a request from one of these groups to say they wanted a developer to come and make a presentation because of these challenges. And we are sitting here, honourable members, assuming that things are moving smoothly, and I felt it's our duty to engage with the stakeholders on this specific thing, particularly in the RE area. Next week, on the Tuesday, we're having a ESCOM's MIPD 3 application update. Remember, Friday is the deadline for them to submit to NERSA, ESCOM. So from next week, then the document becomes public. Né? So we have to, as they have agreed in the past, that we're having a paradigm shift now. We're getting more and more interactive, engaging on MIPD process. And then for the rest of the week, we'll be having energy efficiency public hearings. Yes, 5, 6, 7. I'm sure people may have seen the adverts. You know. Yeah, so we're really hopeful that they will get various people. Otherwise, honorable members, thanks very much. The meeting stands adjourned. See you Thursday.
Okay, sure. Yes, because now you see there, what do you call it? Top description. That's a handyman. You see, if you are a mechanic, I'm your spanner boy. You say, give me size 16. And then I end up knowing nothing about fixing cars. When you pass away, then you're supposed to be a mechanic.
Like
and
you cannot be able to.
I'm not skilled.
But you know why we talk about recognition of trial labor is because in the practical work environment in the factories, in the mines, all over,
yes,
in business, a lot of people are able to do the work,
exactly,
but they do not yet they do not have the papers.
Exactly. Yeah, just it is. There's a test data from Nanda. He was just working there to observe all the doctors, Chris and I. He ended up training student doctors.
Yeah.
But he refused to give him his doctor.
Yeah. And he refused even to recognize
his skill. Just apartheid mentality there.
Yeah.